Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. Thank you very much. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Welcome to a Friday. I am so happy. After 4 days of calling the spirits and whatever they call themselves, I call it the liquor store. You're not supposed to. Good fine wine and good spirits. Yeah, that's it. After 4 days of calling them in Lewisburg and not even getting an answer, just a constant locked up busy signal, I decided to switch over to Sealance Grove, and I got through in like the third try yesterday afternoon. Well, my apologies to Sealance Grove. I should have been with you all along. But anyway, curbside pickup where the person in the liquor store looks like they're robbing the liquor store more than you do. The lady came to the door with a full mask on, like a bandana. All she needed was the cowboy hat and like a six shooter. And I would have said, hey, just give me my vodka. I'm good. Anyway, so I got through that. And then it was back home through the ghost town they call Northumberland, Shamokin Dam, my route home. It's weird to be driving at like, what time did they say my curbside pickup would be ready? Like 4:45 or whatever. So about 5 o'clock, I'm driving down the strip. Not that much traffic, you know, into the small towns, you know, Shamokin Dam and the boroughs into Northumberland. No, nobody on the roads. It's wild. I still can't get over it. It's just different. Like when you drive to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody on the road anyway. But when you leave work and it's later in the day, it's like, wow. So the Rolling Stones have this new song out. You heard Mark Lawrence talking about it at the top of the hour. If you didn't, they released a new song, their first new song in 8 years. It's actually an older song that they had written a while ago, but all of a sudden it makes sense. Feel like a ghost. Living in a ghost town. Living in a ghost town. Nobody was caring if it's day or night because we're living in a ghost town. Sounds like something from Steel Wheels, but nonetheless, new Rolling Stones music. First time we've heard something new in 8 years. And then there's my girl, Alicia Keys.
Honest and selfless. I don't know if this helps it, but good job. You're doing a good job. Doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, 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 yeah. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, matter.
You're doing a good job. Matter. Alicia Keys, the song that was actually written pre-quarantine, pre-pandemic. It was written last year, but there's no better time for that message than now. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 6:30 news break coming up next. We'll check the news. Rob Center has the NFL draft. Weird yesterday the way it was done, but, you know, these are trying times. So put these college football players in their house with cameras pointed to their faces. And hey there, football guy, when the red light goes on, you're on TV. Good luck with that. Anyway, we seem to have gotten through it. I think the craziest thing for me was looking at the phrase Las Vegas Raiders. I still can't get used to that. It's like, oh, it's got to suck to be a Raiders fan. I mean, you just keep moving around. Are you the Oakland Raiders again? Or are you still the... Are you still the Los Angeles Raiders? Oh, no, you were just the L.A. Raiders for a while. Now you're the what? The Oakland Raiders again. Oh, no, now you're going to Las Vegas, but not for a while. Oh, no, it will be this year? It's like, forget it. I can't even follow it. You know, you get to that point where you're in total confusion, and you just find yourself nodding your head, not only about the NFL, but about everything. Like this whole pandemic we're in. I'm standing in the Turkey Hill on Front Street in Sunbury yesterday, and this customer in front of me is just babbling.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
What?
And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it.
I didn't say anything.
And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or
what?
In some other way.
Are you a doctor?
And I think you said you're going to test that, too.
What? Sounds test
interesting.
What? Hey, what?
Right,
hey,
and then
what?
I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute.
Could I?
Minute. And is there a way we can do something like that?
Could I just pay for my gas?
Injection
hello?
Inside or almost a cleaning, because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that, so that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
I just want to pay for my gas. Who was that guy? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's all cool. It's cool, except for when it's not cool. But it's all good, except for when it's bad. It's okay, but it really is uncomfortable. What is going on in today's world? Have you noticed a lot of the COVID-19 advice is contradictory at the same time? You hear like, please stay inside, but get out and get some fresh air. Wait, what? Here's my favorite. All the stores are closed except for those that are open. Thank you for that. And of course, the scariest one is, this virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. Oh, okay. Why don't you put me in the cage with the tiger and I'll see if I'll be afraid. But it's contradictory is stuff, but you gotta take it all and just kind of listen to it and say, what do I take from that?
What the?
Well, Mark, you've got the toughest job in the world. You got to decipher all the rubbish.
Well, and plus we have a lot of opinions coming out now. When this first started, people were kind of quiet about it. They just kind of did it.
Uh-huh.
Now they're like, wait a minute.
Wait. You know what the most dangerous phrase is? You know what I think? No, I don't know if I want to know.
Or, as the president did at the microphone last night, suggesting you drink Lysol. I heard.
A little Windex cures it all, like my big fat Greek wedding. Anyway, so there's this woman who's on the internet now, and she's doing her own press conferences where she asks herself questions and answers it. And her latest, and you could Google her, her latest is about the COVID-19 controversy. And she says a lot of the cliches that we've been hearing.
You must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open. And all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. The virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. I hope this cleared up any questions about what we should and should not be doing during this time.
Yes,
please educate your friends and family with this information so we can remove any and all confusion surrounding this time. Thank you.
I think she said it all. She said it
sounds like our talk show.
I was going to say that, but I decided not to. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is at home, and I'm here in studio. That's the way we've been doing it for, what, 5, 6, 12 weeks now? I don't even know. Laura,
it's
you
not
there?
12 weeks.
It feels
it's not
like
12 weeks.
It feels like a year, for God's sakes.
I think it's about a month.
Okay. All right.
I think.
Yeah, we did do the show together in the same studio until things started getting really wild, and we started building plastic bubbles in the rooms around here and some weird stuff. And then, we decided that it was safest for both of us if one person is here and the other is there. Uh-oh, the dogs are awake.
They are, and I have no idea why they're barking again.
Yesterday was an interesting show if you were with us, friends. It was Tom, Laura.
MacGyver's very upset about something, and I don't know what he sees.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Somebody breaking into the house? Or?
No, and the husband is here, so there's no one creeping in the driveway like there was yesterday.
Okay, you got like door-to-door salesman in Elysburg?
No, not at this early hour. It's not yet 7 a.m.
World Book Encyclopedia or something? I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I have no idea what he wants. He's barking at a basket of laundry. I should videotape this. Like, I should film this.
And you should share it on our page.
I have no idea. Like, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, there was a dog story I wanted to do, and now MacGyver stole the
MacGyver,
show.
MacGyver, but what's your problem? He's barking at the laundry basket.
Okay, well, there may be something in there that he's alarming the
family.
Now,
I put it up on the kitchen counter when I brought it up this morning because Murphy tends to steal laundry.
All right, so Murphy's the thief, and MacGyver just wants to eat the laundry. So
apparently.
You got a great combination there.
I really do, and it makes for great radio.
Yes, it does. There's a woman that is a frontline healthcare worker, and she was separated from her kids, but she did keep her dog. So she's staying at another site with her dog. Here's what happened when she got on video chat with her daughters last night. About that.
Oh my gosh, MacGyver hears that.
Well, maybe that'll calm him down on the laundry basket.
Nope, he's barking more.
This lady's dog saw the kids on the screen when they did a Zoom. It warmed my heart. Look.
That's amazing.
This all is going to be over soon, so let's all
maybe
be
patient.
Maybe
that's what MacGyver's upset about.
He can't see me. There it is.
He can't see his Uncle Tom, and he can hear you.
That's what it is. We could make national news with this story.
Listen to him. He's really talking this morning. I don't know.
News is next. So is Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Wow.
Stay with us. 94KX, you know the Hookies are alive with the Sound of Music on a Friday. Only the Hookies in Northumberland and Laura Good love Brittany. Everybody else just tolerates
her. And I love
her.
The Hookies. For loving Brittany right along with me.
Their text message today, we need Toxic from Brittany, and we need to throw down the fire company challenge. They want to know if other fire companies are on board, and they want to make requests too. I feel sorry for the fire companies. They've been closed.
So do I. And do you know what I could go for, Tom? A Hookies burger.
A Hookies burger, yes.
Oh my gosh, with that sauce. I want to sit in the Hookies. I want a cold one. I want a Hookies burger. That is delicious.
Meanwhile, the guys over at the Americas are like, yeah, we got food too. So maybe
they got the best breakfast.
So maybe there should be a throwdown challenge with all the area fire companies.
I don't discriminate when it comes to good old-fashioned fire company food. I love it all.
And throw that together with a few frosty beverages and you have breakfast or lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we sound like a commercial there.
We really do, but the Americas does have great breakfast.
Hey, it is
and
that.
And the Hookies have a great burger.
It is that time again. It's time. The Quarantunes.
Stay on the couch. This is the advice of Dr. Fauci. Stay home.
Dr. Fauci?
I like it.
Talking to you. Stay home.
I guess it rhymes with couch. Tears for Fears, the parody here, and couch.
Times, exercise some self-control, so just sit tight. Your boss said you could work from home.
Yeah, you did.
Relax, recline, and sit back in your lap.
Tears for Fears or the Quarantunes.
Fantastic.
With Couch on a Flashback Friday. 94KX.
Good morning. I was wondering if you could give a shout out this morning for me.
Sure. Shout out to who?
To Ashana Bingaman.
What's up with Shauna today?
She's 13 years cancer free today.
13 years cancer free. Wow. Where's she from?
Sunbury.
From Sunbury. We could give a shout out. I want you to give a shout out to Laura right now. Say hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
I could see her on my screen. She's in Elysburg. All right.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the studio. She's there, but she could hear you and I could hear you. So I just thought you'd want to be friendly and say hi, Laura.
Okay. Absolutely. Hello, hello, good morning.
There it is. All right. Well, are you a friend of Shauna's?
Oh, I'm her grandmother, of course.
Oh, my goodness. So 13 years cancer-free. God bless you, Shauna.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling. We'll put it on the air for you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. 13 years cancer-free. Keep it coming, Shauna. Keep going, girl. KC and the Sunshine Band right now. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Flashback Friday, you know that by the sound of that song. The disco era with KC and the Sunshine Band. I'm here in the studio. Laura's at home in Elysburg. And the late night TV guys are at home watching the NFL draft.
This year's draft was supposed to take place in Las Vegas, but the NFL didn't want to put people's health in danger. That's how crazy things are. The NFL is more concerned about health than the mayor of Las Vegas.
You know, it was supposed to be a big live event in Vegas, but because of the virus, they did a virtual draft. The most interesting part was watching a bunch of 75-year-old billionaire team owners trying to figure out how to boot up their laptops.
There's a song that's dated, okay? If you're ready for a nothing but 90s weekend, it starts this afternoon. And there he is, Tone Loc mentioning Alex from Stroh's. Does anybody remember the dog from the Stroh's commercials that used to go fetch a beer? Probably not. But,
oh, we're working on training Murphy how to fetch a beer.
I know. How's that going?
Very well.
Nice. Nice. Keep in mind,
I just have to figure out a way how to have the refrigerator open.
Right, because dogs don't have opposable thumbs. We all know that. So how do they grab the handle? Probably, I don't know. We'll figure it
out.
Maybe
I could tie a rope onto it or something.
Perhaps. Biter's birthday, buddy's coming up in just a bit. Speaking of Stroh's and all that song, that funky cold Medina, the Budweiser What's Up guys are back.
Awesome.
And they are quarantined.
Hey. Yo, my guy. What's up, man?
What's up with you?
Nothing. Just rewatching some games, having a bud.
I'm always rewatching old games.
NBA
What's
guys.
What's up?
Oh, it's the GOAT.
What you doing, girl?
Dwayne Wade and his wife.
Gave up on cooking, living off of snacks, having a bud.
True.
Oh. Yo.
What's up?
Enter Chris Bosch.
What's up?
And WNBA star Candace Parker.
Nice.
And here comes DJ D Nice.
Hey, yo, D. Where's Gab?
Oh, she on kid duty. Hold on. Hey, yo, Gab.
What's up?
What's up?
And there it is.
What's up?
You waited for it. There it is.
For real, though. What's up with everybody?
Yeah. You guys staying safe?
Hey, thanks for asking. The family's doing great. It's really nice to see you guys.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's nice.
All those old NBA guys, it's nice to see you because they're FaceTiming. An update of the old Flashback Friday, What's Up Budweiser commercial. Hey, what's up now? It's time for Biter's
Birthday Buddies!
Musical birthdays real quick. Kelly Clarkson is 38 today. Doug Clifford, the drummer of CCR, is 75. Wow. And Barbara Streisand is 78 years old today.
Babs.
Wow. Let's go to the local celebs now. A big happy birthday to Allison Smeltz from Sunbury. Lordy, she's 40.
A very happy birthday to Amanda Fromille from, I don't know where she's from. She's 35.
And Brenda Schroeder from Milmont is 45.
Donald Young from Sunbury is 54.
Hey, happy birthday, Fran Garrity, 67 today.
A very happy birthday to Isaac Raymer from Sealands Grove, 45 today.
Jacqueline Krinkowski from Norrie is 43 today, Jackie.
Julie Krug from Milmont is 39.
Happy birthday to Laura Schiffer. She's 33.
A very happy birthday to Len Hill from Berwick, 61 today.
Lori Eero from Augustaville is 52 today.
Marsha Wagner from Beavertown is 47.
Where's the rest of our list? Oh, there it is. Melanie Kerstetter is 35 today.
Rosa Dunkel turns 39.
Happy birthday to Samantha Randolph, 42.
A very happy birthday to Terry Roebuck from Sunbury, 49 today.
Tiffany Murray, lordy, Tiff is 40.
Troy Ziegler is 59.
All right, and on the text club, that's how you win from Biters. We'll have our winner shortly. Texted in this morning, Aaliyah Gemberling is 18 today. She's a Midwest senior without a graduation, and she's also a student at Sun Tech. Aaliyah, happy birthday, happy birthday.
A couple from Facebook today. A very happy birthday to Brooke Longacre. She turns 19 today from Sealands Grove. And also a happy birthday to Meryl Kratzer from Kramer. Turns 82 years young today.
82? Everybody's got a birthday, and we've got a Biter's Birthday Buddies winner from Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Store in Sunbury. They're closed now, but we still have winners, right, Laura?
Yes, we still have winners, and how you can be in it to win it is by texting your birthday to 49330. Every Friday, we choose someone to win $100 to Biters that you can spend once they open back up. And today's winner is. Are you ready, Tom?
Yes.
Rose Latshaw.
Rose Latshaw. She texted it in earlier this week, and she's our weekly winner. So congratulations, Rose. Each and every morning at this time, Laura, it's Biter's
Birthday Buddies! Right here on 94KX.
94KX with a Flashback Friday. There's your 10,000 Maniacs, a song you don't hear a lot. Like the weather. What's the weather like for this weekend? You know, we kind of bumble into the weekends, don't we, anymore? Because of this quarantine? It's like...
Yeah. All the days blend together.
Yeah, so it's like, we used to say, like, hey, it's going to be nice this Saturday and Sunday. Woohoo! Now it's like, hey, it's going to be nice Thursday. It's just, okay. It's that work-at-home thing, I guess.
Weather this weekend, though, looks kind of...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Rainy on Sunday, maybe a shower on Saturday. And then, of course, today we got the morning drizzle. Maybe a shower this afternoon. Oh, boy. Monday the same. Maybe some sun by Tuesday. So yeah, no matter what your weekend is, it doesn't matter. Nothing but 90s weekend here on 94KX though.
That's right. Starts today at 3 p.m. All of your 90s favorites.
That's your kind of music, girl.
It is. I'm an 80s baby, grew up in the 90s, mm-hmm. graduated in 2000. I love me some 90s and then also early 2000s pop.
Wow. You know what I think of? The 90s to me, and this is like we always say, the generations of Tom and Laura in the morning. The 90s were my baby years. That's when all three of my daughters were born.
Aw, yeah.
1990, 1993, and 1996. So, sure, I was doing it here, live on the air, on 94KX, but my kids were also growing up and being little kiddies. You know, this week we totally missed Take Your Kids to Work Day because nobody's working.
Oh, geez.
Isn't that funny? Jimmy Fallon made a joke about it on The Tonight Show. He said, Take Your Kids to Work Day is today or every day.
Well, he's so funny because those little girls of his have been all up in his business when he's been trying to do a show.
Speaking of all up in his business, Movie Mike should be coming up today. He's at home with the two boys, and he's been there for about 5 weeks. So he's coming a little bit unglued. Let's hope we can get a hold of him.
I hope so.
Movie Mike coming up. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday, and I just keep crossing my fingers. On the Spyglass concert series with Steve Miller Band, will...
Oh, yes, please.
Will it happen? We don't know, but we still have our fingers crossed. We'll keep you posted as soon as we find things out. Wow. Did you find yourself, like, wondering about all the plans you've made? Isn't it a weird thing? I mean...
It really is. And, I mean, I do have an international trip planned, but not until October.
So that, I'm pretty sure, will still happen. But... If you're looking
at, you never know.
Yeah. I mean, the governor's looking at May 8th, starting to ease North Central PA into things. But then pretty soon it'll be June, right? And you're talking Tommy's backyard at Spyglass. I mean, wow.
I know.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed. And then 4th of July, man, what's it going to be like? Yeah. I'll tell you what it's like at Mike's house. Better let. Let's just let Movie Mike tell us what's up.
Hey, this is Movie Mike coming to you from my home theater. By now, you're probably feeling really stressed out by social distancing, so this week I'm going to recommend three underrated feel-good movies, each on a different streaming service that you can watch for a pick-me-up. Oh. On Netflix, I recommend The Edge of 17. Hailee Steinfeld stars in this funny and poignant story about a teen girl whose life gets turned upside down when her best friend starts dating her brother. Woody Harrelson co-stars as the not entirely sympathetic teacher she tells her woes to. I'm not exaggerating when I say this is one of the best teen comedies ever made. On Hulu, check out Wild Rose. Jesse Buckley gives a powerhouse performance in this story about a young Scottish woman who dreams of coming to Nashville to pursue country music stardom. It's a really inspiring story with some great tunes. And on Amazon Prime, I recommend The Aeronauts. Eddie Redmayne is a scientist studying weather, and Felicity Jones is the hot air balloon pilot who takes him skyward in this film that's loosely based on a true story. The performances are terrific, and the visual effects are stunning. Those films are all streaming for free on their respective services. Until next time, happy viewing.
Thanks, Mike. Oof. Stuck in the house with the wife and kids forever. I mean, I miss sports. You know how I miss sports. Imagine how Movie Mike, imagine how he misses going to the theater.
Movie Mike not being able to go to the movies. Yeah. I'm sure he's just so over this. But thanks, Mike, if you're listening, because guess what? I now have my weekend viewing all set up.
Yay. Thanks to Mike. Thanks, Mike. This is next. Flashback Friday, 94KX. Lonnie, I have no idea why you wanted to hear that song, but there it is, girl. Andy Gibb, shadow dancing. Maybe she still has the Andy Gibb poster hanging up in her bedroom. I don't know. My sister had an Andy Gibb poster, and I was like, what? You know what?
If she does, no judgment.
No, she may have moved it.
You do you, boo.
She may have moved it to her she shed in the latter years.
Absolutely.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the studio. Laura Goods at her house in Healysburg. And speaking of working from home, so is Colleen from Service First. So that's
good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning. It's so nice to hear from you. Service First. What a great idea. They decided to just go ahead with the Outstanding Teacher Awards that we've done for so many years here. Even given the interesting pandemic situation, there are still teachers out there, and they are doing amazing things. Right, Colleen?
They have just, through this whole pandemic, you just hear amazing stories that just reflect how awesome these people are and how they touch our lives. And not only the lives of our children, I think us, too, as parents.
Yes, absolutely. You could take the teacher out of the school, but you can't take the school and out of the teacher, I think. And we've had some incredible teachers along the way. Katie Motto was the first grade teacher in Milton. She's putting the money to a food backpack program, which is great. Lauren Hoover is our teacher at Sealands Grove. We're going to find out what she's doing. Last week, James Brennan was a winner from Danville, and he came up with a scholarship that's going to go to a student who wants to be a teacher. Is that it?
Sounds like they already have something in place, and he wants the money to go to fund that. Yes, to encourage a graduating senior who is going to be going on to become a teacher. Oh. And just when I heard that, I said, "That what a wonderful idea."
Now, Laura's sister is a teacher in the Southern Columbia District. So, Laura, wouldn't it be great if you were a senior at Danville and you're going off to college to be a teacher and you find out you got an extra scholarship?
Ugh. What a wonderful way to pay it forward by that specific outstanding teacher. I know that tons of scholarships exist, but to create one using starting funds from Service First, that's just amazing.
Yes, the Service First Outstanding Teacher Awards are only here on 94KX, and we pick a teacher every week, and they get a $1,000 donation, and they could put it to where they want in their school. So without further ado, Colleen, who's our final winner in the month of April?
Our final winner is from Midwest High School this week, and he is an outstanding music teacher, we hear. The name is Devin Flint.
Devin Flint. He was on the show, Laura. Remember him a couple of years ago?
I do remember Mr. Flint. Is it okay if I read what they shared about Mr. Flint?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Read it.
Okay, it says that Mr. Flint is passionate about his job and his students. He is always willing to help them, even if it involves a piece not a part of his chorus. He's, since this whole COVID-19 started, made a virtual choir on Facebook for his students to partake in. He brings out the best in them, creativity and passion within each and every single student, because he is so passionate about music. He's creative, and he does so much for his students, puts so much time into choir, and spent over 35 hours helping to create a virtual concert that to date has over 70,000 views online.
If you guys haven't checked it out, do please check out the Midwest Virtual Choir online. Mr.
So
Flint
good.
Has done an amazing job putting that together. So, Colleen, I would imagine his Service First $1,000 scholarship is going to stay right there in that music department because they are ever so growing at Midwest.
Which is awesome. I think the, you know, hearing how he's inspired students, you know, to be creative and to get involved in music, I think that's just, each week has been an inspiring story and someone who truly, truly deserves to be honored for what they're doing for these students.
Well, congratulations to Mr. Flint at Midwest. That wraps up our Outstanding Teacher Month of April. Colleen, thanks for being part, and thank you to Service First.
And thank you to 94KX and all the listeners who have, you know, nominated these amazing individuals throughout our area. They're reflective of our area. We have a great area. We have great teachers doing amazing things for our students and our families right now. So thank you to everyone who's been involved. We're excited to continue to do this. And thank you to Tom and Laura.
Yay! And Tom and Laura say thank you right back, right, Laura?
Yes, we absolutely say thank you. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you for being such a wonderful partner in our communities, especially for our teachers and our schools.
94KX, Flashback Friday, of course. Tom and Laura in the morning, and me and Laura down by the schoolyard. Okay, no, we're not. We're not supposed to be gathering.
We're not gathering at all.
And even if we're shooting hoops in the schoolyard, how do you shoot hoops better than 6 feet apart? I mean, there's no action going on in the paint. That's all I'm saying. It's just you might as well just be playing horse. Tom and Laura, in the morning, I'm here in Sunbury. Laura's at home in the kitchen. Are you making coffee, my dear?
I did make some coffee this morning.
All right. We usually share coffee or a nice cup of tea here.
Do we normally have tea or coffee every morning together?
I've got a little Irish breakfast tea going on here, but you have a study on coffee that I find kind of alarming.
So, and it's a study that has been going on for 20 years, coming out of Scandinavia, so from Sweden. And they drink their coffee strong.
Yeah, they do. They like strong coffee. And so do I.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying coffee's good for you, but?
But only if you brew it with a filter.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, there are certain compounds in coffee, chemicals, etc., that it doesn't matter if you're buying organic, fair trade, whatever. It's actually in the bean.
Mm-hmm.
That if you use a French press or drink unfiltered coffee, it leaves those chemicals in there, and it actually can raise your bad cholesterol levels.
Wow, so this French press coffee thing is like a fad now, but maybe it's not a good idea?
Ooh. Well, okay, I have a French press. I've been using one for years.
Yeah, so does our Sammy.
I love a French press coffee.
Okay, so we might want to stay away from that. Filter the coffee, because filtered coffee is, like, better for you?
Wow. Yes. So they actually found out over this 20-year study that filtered coffee is then linked to a 15% decrease and lowering of your risk from heart disease.
Well, there it is.
So it helps to lower your cholesterol. And actually, the antioxidants that are in coffee help you have better cardiovascular health.
All right. So let's drink our coffee this morning, but do it the right way, right?
Well, and here's the thing. You also have to go, like, easy on the cream. Easy on the sugar.
Well, no sugar, just cream.
Yep. I do a little splash of milk.
Yeah, so do
I'm good.
Just a splash. Enjoy your coffee this morning. News is next. Flashback Friday on 94KX. 94KX and Flashback Friday. The heat is on. Late night TV was kind of flashbacking too, if you like Tie Beanie Babies.
I saw that the toy company Tie has debuted a new Beanie Baby to raise money for the coronavirus recovery efforts. It's a great idea that's expected to bring in millions of dollars in the year 1995.
94KX getting you ready for nothing but 90s weekend with, how did she say it? I say New Kids on the Block.
And KOTB.
Yeah, and KOTB. There you go. It's Tom and Laura in the morning and the right stuff.
Do you know what's funny about that really quickly?
Okay, no problem.
New Kids on the Block came and they did a concert in Hershey.
Of course they did.
Everyone I talked to, like every female around my age was at that concert.
And they would be there again if they came back.
Heck yeah.
Just like Backstreet Boys, right? There you go.
Well,
just
and
like,
the New Kids, they were on that mixtape tour 3-4 years ago.
Yep.
Totally went to that.
Oh, those ladies in their 30s and 40s reliving the dream.
I love it. I miss that sleeping bag. I had a New Kids on the Block sleeping bag. Oh, and that big old t-shirt.
Imagine how much money that stuff would be worth now.
I know. I don't know what happened to it.
But you were a kid and you messed it up and it probably got thrown away or whatever.
Probably.
That's the way it goes. That's what Flashback Friday is about. Flashing back, whether it's Thai Beanie Babies with Jimmy Fallon or New Kids on the Block sleeping bags with Laura Good. That's what we're here for. This afternoon, we do it all weekend long.
Starting at 3, a Nothing But 90s Weekend right here on KX.
94 KX wrapping up Flashback Friday. Everybody from John Paul and George to Stevie Wonder to just about everything mentioned there. And a song about the music business. Don't call us, we'll call you. The call coming from Camp Hill this morning, so it's nice to hear from the people down south.
He called us last week too. Yeah, when you were off.
He's like loving it, man. He's
so
like
fun.
He's loving a Flashback Friday. Thanks, Paul.
Yes.
And that's not Paul as in John, Paul, and George. That's a different Paul. Anyway, what a cool Flashback Friday. Your requests were all up tempo and fun, and that's the way we like to keep it in these here tough times.
Times are tough, but we're trying to keep it positive and light.
Mm-hmm. And you always like to wrap up the show with something positive and inspiring, but rumor has it today we're just going to be funny?
Today we're just going to be funny because I saw this online, and my husband's here at the house.
Okay.
He actually just came back in. He's carrying things. He's doing things. And I'm going to share this on social media as well.
Okay.
I just want all of the spouses. Now, this isn't necessarily just men.
Okay.
But all of the spouses out there in central Pennsylvania.
All right.
My thoughts and prayers go out to them all. All of the married individuals who've spent months telling their wives or their husbands, oh, I'll do that when I've got time.
Oh, my. Guess what?
So thoughts and prayers going out to all of the married men who've spent months telling their wives, I'll do that when I've got time.
You got plenty of it all weekend long.
All weekend long, all quarantine long. There are no excuses, friends.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Chad Evans is next.